Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3 grams of
zinc. Hang on. I've got a pen.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, that's the recipe.
Oh, if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
from
us
Airwolf,
home.
Magnum PI, and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Excellent, absolutely spot on. Hopefully now we'll be able to connect with our countryside correspondent. That, of course, would be the fabulous Minty Steed. How are you, Minty?
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Good.
We're from halfway loading at the moment.
So...
A bit of a racket.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously, We're in the midst of the bank holiday season.
Yes,
in fact, it's the last bank holiday before we make our way to Christmas from that point of view. So has the weather or will the weather be affecting your sort of adventures?
It's debatable because at the moment where we are, it's sunshine and it's not too cold and it's not too hot. So really, in a way, for galloping about a showground, if we were on it at the precise moment, would be ideal if that's what the weather's like where we're heading to. But it's so variable. You can see clouds quite dark in one direction and the next is sunshine. So we just cope, as you know. I mean, we've travelled, did we not, from one end of the country to the other in that dreadful rainy year we had. And we were even there when it all came down at Todmorden and shot over the road and came down and engulfed the shore and we were standing in. Well, I was sitting in a wheelchair and taking a standing. And it's a good job the little ones were on my lap, otherwise we'd have floating chihuahuas, which, you know, so we don't allow that to stop us. And when we won every championship there was to win down in Derbyshire and coming back up, it was such tremendous rain and it was howling a gale while we were on the showground. So we pretty well, we determinedly cope with whatever the climate and the conditions that decide to throw at us. But, you know, we've never been known to be thwarted or daunted, providing I'm well enough to get in the vehicle and Jackie's there to drive. We find a way, you know, but we've often arrived even later than the event, you know. Well, we've done that. They've gone the wrong way around, but we don't get in. No, we don't.
Okay, so looking ahead to that, obviously we're looking at our own particular diary here, and we've got the Burley horse trials that are actually coming up, which it'll be quite exciting for that
next point. Week.
But in terms of just getting a slight sort of technical challenge there. In terms of your own sort of treats, I gather as far as rabbits are concerned, one rabbit has actually hopped it up to the great hutch in the sky, but another one's joined.
JB, apparently, I believe, but I can't lay hand on the Bible and swear to Dr. Jack Daniels, but JD, the gorgeous and absolutely one of the most delightful little rabbits you've ever seen, a miniature old English, you know, Netherland dwarf with the old English coat. Absolutely beautiful little thing. He was full of character, but he was in his 50th year when he came to us. And sadly, the rabbits in the 50th year have had what you could describe as a good innings. And he just faded. There appeared to be nothing, you know, other than he was on his way to meet his demise. And Jackie found him beside, he was where he's come down, you know, from his second floor, because he has a two-story hutch. And he'd kept, of course, he had his Tigger with him, which was his companion, his toy Tigger. We had all the time, and he appeared to all intents and purposes just to pass away, you know. It was his time to go, and it was very sad, but at least we know there was not as though he were fraught with a terrible illness or anything like that. And he looked well, and he was well, and he'd had a very loving home where he'd been, had absolutely everything done for him, and we did our best here for him. So he is one rabbit I don't think has known a day of what you could call wrongful care or anything like that too. So he's had a good life in his 5 years, 5 years plus.
But he has actually been not necessarily replaced, but there has been somebody who's stepped into his paws, shall we say?
Yes, in a way, as one door shuts and the other opens and vice versa, yes, in comes Hugo. And a larger contrast you couldn't get. We should have been at the Hutt and Bushel event, large garden fete and the fun dog show, and we were all ready and sorted out for that. And then we had the call in that if we could please go and collect Hugo. So we went up into the county of Cleveland, so not so far from you when we were there, and we collected him. He's an 8-month-old Merger puppy. He's a Saluki crossed with a greyhound. He's a beautiful sort of golden fawn colour, and he is a curiosity as you go. He's very, very elegant, and he's only come through to us because his owner isn't in the best of health, and she was deeply concerned that he should have somewhere where he could do things, and he's made himself very friendly with everyone, and Lola has decided to take him under her wing, and Jess has decided to take him for adventures and gallops, and yes, and she is slightly, very, very slight, that Hugo can go faster than she can, and she can put up quite some speed, but she's forgiven him for that one. And we took him last Sunday to that absolutely super little soft, it's like an afternoon party really, with dogs and fun, and there's sort of gymkhana with your dogs, and Kathleen, who was an FH, he was running it, and we had great fun here. Yes, we got a Toppy won the prize for the most loving eyes, the classes like that, you know. And it's all designed for the children to win everything, and a few adults here and there get something. So we had a second with Toppy under the most loving eyes, giving way for a five-year-old to win that class. And then we did all the other things, and Hugo joined in, and he joined in the racing, and we put on the racing to go in. He hadn't the faintest idea what to do. He walked around and came back. Then they put another race on, and he realised he run with them. And if you'd seen Hugo's pace and his expression when he realised he could run, and then he realised he actually had more gears and he could go faster than the others. And he went so fast that the man at the end actually opened the gate for him to fly through and then turn round and come back and join the rest coming back down. And he had a wonderful time, and he's really settled in. He does have a certain little bit here and there of a bit of travel sickness, but it can be just from changing homes and things, you know. And, of course, he does prefer to travel with his own pillow and... what's his name? Eddie? I think it's Eddie, a teddy bear. And this is a custom teddy bear. This is not just a mass production teddy bear, complete with a set of clothing. And he has his own Eddie teddy bear and his pillow. And as long as he's laid on his pillow and he has his Eddie toy between his front paws, then he's happy.
Last week we were down in London for the 72nd World Science Fiction Convention, and the Hugo Awards were actually named. Anne Leckie, of course, picked up Best Novel for Ancillary Justice, and Game of Thrones picked up one as well. Just want to clarify that, the Hugo Awards, named after Victor Hugo from the point of view of the science fiction, Hugo Gernsback, I should say, not Victor Hugo, Hugo Gernsback, the editor of Astounding Stories. No relation, we think, to Hugo the Rabbit, but who knows?
No, you don't know.
Absolutely.
And we have a mention here, no names, no practical here, but Taka has a dream round. It was an obstacle course, and I have to say that parents, mainly over-enthusiastic mothers, yes, well, you know, were literally hurling their children, women without their dogs, or dogs hurled women without their children over the fences to get them going, and parents were luring the dogs with beef burgers, I don't know what they lured the children with, but, you know, to get them on this course. And there'd been a lot of very industrious course building going on while we pulled up, and while everyone was having lunch, it was very industrious, and we were watching it, and Tarka was watching it, he was taking it all in. Tarka was shorter than most. He wasn't the shortest, he was certainly literally the shortest one. And he was lined up and he was ready to go. And he flew the first fence. Now, MFH had his microphone in one hand, and he had his microphone attached, to a megaphone to make sure everyone could hear it. There wasn't a single race in the yard in the whole of that area that come to there because they weren't joining in. You know, Easterbys and everybody would know what was happening. And we've got one going. And Taka flew it like a Grand National winner. He shot it around to the poles, round and round and round, absolutely, like a Prince Philip Cup winning championship at the Autumn Year Show, and I'm going to win it because I want the cup pony would do it. You know, he did it really too. He flew through the hoop, you know, absolutely flew. And the technical said all the way around, hey, look at him go, you know, look at him go, look at him take that one. Tarka came to the tarpaulin. He shuffled to the tarpaulin and looked at Jaggers and said, come on, you're holding me up. know, set yourself on point. I want to fire you. shot round the corner, and then there was this one where it's a plank going up onto a stand, then a long plank over and a plank going down, you see. And some of them call it a walkway, and some of them call it an eight obstacle, depending whether it's got stands in it or not. It was narrow, I will say, it was narrow. And so he started to go up it. Jackie did something perfectly natural, of course, so I would have had concern to myself, you know, if it'd been, say, a little chihuahua or something, I'd have taken all. And all the crowd, you see, then was with it. They're all going like, hooray, and ho, and look at him go, you know, and William him on, you know, like, go, Taka, go, sort of thing. And Taka was really flying. And then Jackie sort of just put hand by the side so he didn't slip off. And then the whole council went, ah! and Jackie went, ah! Assistance! And the whole council went, ah!
Excellent.
And Jackie's been like that, up and along it, down the, over the plank, going down, you know. And Jackie said, remember, a microphone plugged into a megaphone so you could hear it, and said, that dog doesn't need assistance, look at him go, you know, and everybody going, yeah, you know, like that.
Absolutely.
And Taka did the seesaw, and as he's going down, he flew up the seesaw very bravely, shot off it, and he flung himself through the tire at the end of it, which was suspended in the air, and everyone went, hey, you know. And Taka was absolutely, it was his dream round. He really thought it was the best day of his life. He was so happy, you know.
Clearly, it could have actually beaten the popularity of the various viral videos with presidents or former presidents actually being soaked in ice water. Now, Minty, from the Southside Facebook page, which, of course, you can access through facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting, we've got a photograph of you, obviously, of yourself and Jackie in the Minty Mobile. Yeah. And Tonya Nixon has written in. Tonya Nixon, who would like to say, amazing women, thank you so much for rehoming her Toby. So there we are.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Toby
Hugo. Yeah, well, there we are, you see. So that's a little message from Tonya Nixon, which obviously sort of connects from that point of view. So there you go. Brilliant. Yes, okay, so as that proceeds, what else do you have in store as we're coming out to? I mean, obviously, we've got the Chatsworth County show coming up as well shortly. Yes. We've got a range of other pieces. Where will you be going on the road in the next few weeks?
Are you going to Chatsworth?
Unlikely
Are
at this stage. Unlikely.
Yeah. Well, we have the various you're coming into, such as Stokesley and places like that, you know, for when you interview our Tumnel ones, and Castleton and places of that nature. And we do, of course, as you did mention earlier on, we have the Magnificent Burley, which is an event and a half, isn't it?
It's always good. It's the sister event to obviously badminton horse trials with the Equitrek Challenge from that point of view, but still an outstanding event, and always good to actually go down to Burley House and see the fine folk who are actually there.
And of course, we do then head into the more definitely terrier and lurcher events. Now, because of course, as you know, a wondrous adventure of the chase to be the lurchers. Hugo, ex Toby, was Hugo first, Toby then, is now Hugo then. He's a lurcher too, so it'll be very much those autumnal things which you find interesting. And there is one at Cold Grey Park, so that may be interesting. It says fun for all, humans and dogs alike, but I'm not quite sure what they're called from, so I'm going to check that one out first. Of course, you remember there was an item we did a year back or so about the Pickering Showground, the one that was taken over a couple of years back, and there's going to be a fun event there. Again, we'll check out what the fun is so we know what sort of fun we're doing, because after all, a well-prepared person should always know what fun's supposed to be and decide which fun they want to do. And you're not going to enter without preparation, are you? You're not going to sort of just say, yeah, I'll do a bit of fun. You won't know what it is first.
Precisely. Otherwise, you could end up with...
They want to lay down. Oh, yes. You may want to lay down some guidelines about fun, but there you are.
Exactly. And you might also end up with a bucket of iced water thrown after you, of yourself, yes, which is not good at all.
Which actually, if anybody has an underlying health condition or anything like that, you know, or had a weak heart or something, suddenly having that happen over their head may not be the best thing for them health-wise, you know. And after all, for thousands of years, people have used the system of hot and cold, and they've usually either rolled in the snow afterwards to close the pores down and walked down into cold water rather than it being thrown immediately over their head. If it was good for your health, I would have thought that they've done that, from eons back, if it was the best thing to do.
Precisely. It's been fascinating as ever. I think we've managed to have a fairly solid rabbit-themed event, plus a look back over some of the other sort of key things that are actually there. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today, Minty?
Yes, and we did have communication with Lou Bevin yesterday, and he was saying one thing and another. We did need to consult another something that's loose forever there if you do need to. And during that, at the same time, a matter came up about Denmark, and he said the chocolate's a good thing that comes from Denmark. And then we said, well, they're good for rabbits, Dutch and jumping rabbits. So Lou, when he goes next time over to this area, which of course he does at least once, you never know what may come back, you know. I regions of a giant jumping rabbit, you know, with springs on, because Lou generally brings back champions, so he won't want a dud jumping rabbit coming back with him, will he?
Absolutely. So I take it we'll be back with you again in the next couple of weeks or so and update us again on all the other bits and pieces.
Certainly.
There we are, you see, Minty Steed. She will return with more adventures on both Southside Broadcasting and Siren 107.3 FM.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theatre in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting.podbean.com.